Welcome to Control Talk Now, your smart buildings video cast and podcast for the week ending May 6, 2018. This is episode 265 of Control Talk Now, your smart buildings video cast and podcast. And I will tell you, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Atlanta anymore. We're not even in Pittsburgh anymore. But I am joined, as usual, by the man, the myth, the legend, the one, the only, Kenny Smyers. Kenny, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. And I'll tell you, it's going to be quite a show because we've got a fabulous interview session with several of the people from CGNA, Mike Sackett, Jim Heyman, and his team. We've been out here the last 3 days in Huntington Beach, California, beautiful environment. We're looking directly out at the sun and the ocean, and it's just the palm trees. They've got a professional volleyball tournament going on down at the pier, and it's exciting. But, you know, we had 64 of the top controls distributors in the country, North America, I should say, because we've got Canadians coming in and they're bringing a lot to the table. But and then we had some great discussions, some great breakouts, some great speakers. The one in particular, the first keynote speaker was Jim Young, who really blew us away.
Yeah, RealCom IBCon, still time to register for that conference. Ken and I have a discount code on Control Trends. If you're not set up for that, it's coming up with June 5th through the 8th or something like that.
There's a multiple thing. You can get there June 4th through the 8th. For the primary meeting is 5th through the 8th, like you said, but you can get in pre-con, you can get in the SBIS, the Smart Building Integrator Summit, and then you can also go on the 8th to the tours to the various facilities that they have in Las Vegas. So if you want to spend the full time, it'd be 4th through the 8th of June.
So, you know, people accuse Kenny and I on Control Talk Now of talking way too much and having the show be real too long, but we found an incentive out here so we can have a very short show this week, which is basically we're looking at a beach, we're looking at water, we're looking at volleyball players. So we're not going to be talking very longer, but we got a couple interviews, so let's bring our first guest on right now. So we are at the 35th anniversary of Controls Group North America. Chuck, you were here from the very, very beginning. Chuck Neiman with George C. Hall Company. Man, kind of a great festivities today, huh?
Sure is. It's a great group of people, and it's been a great 35 years. Enjoyed every minute of it. Hope I got 10 or 15 more.
Well, I hope you do, too, because I tell you what, Chuck is one of the great leaders in our industry. When the group was originally formed, Chuck, why did they form the group?
We were competing with a lot of national companies, a lot of different people going to market. OEM for resale was my big thing back then. But more than just buying and a buying group, it's been a management group or a marketing group. It's really been a great bunch of people.
No, it really has. I think when you get the greatest minds in distribution, we come together, we share ideas, we work together to create value for our individual customers. And you guys, George C. Hall, primarily in the industrial market, but for our listeners who might not know what George C. Hall does, tell them about George C. Hall and what you guys do.
Well, we used to be residential. We went from residential to the systems work for a time, and then we went into more of the industrial, and now we're building industrial panels for wastewater treatment and all kinds of different industries.
I think Chuck is one of the great, great stories. George C. Hall, you went to work in high school in the warehouse. Started in the warehouse, worked your way up, and now you own and run the company.
That's correct. I just figured out this year that I've owned the company for half of its 86 years, and George Hall owned it for half. So it's been a transition and a great one.
It's good stuff. And then, of course, Chuck has one of the best collections of Corvettes in the country. So if you ever get out to Southern California, look up George T. Hall, ask for Chuck, and say, you want to ride in a Corvette.
I'd be glad to show the cars, and it would be an honor.
It'd be great. So georgethall.com?
Chuck at georgethall.com.
Well, that's you, but the website?
Yes. It would be georgethall.com is our website.
Chuck, man, the industry is so much better for having you in it, man. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to speak with us.
Thank you much, Eric.
We are at the 35th anniversary of Controls Group North America. We're here with Mike Sackett, Jim Heyman, the executive director, and Jim is just the guy who makes it all happen. So I don't know your title officially, but
I'm the director of business development. Eric.
Director of business development. So guys, first of all, great job on the conference. 35 years,
Thank you. Well done. Thank you, appreciate it. It's really been a terrific event. We've had a great venue. We've had a great turnout. Everybody is just in a super mood. And as usual, as CGNA events go, we've had a lot of unique opinions. You know, we're out trying to make the world a better place in the controls industry, and we get people who speak up. It's a great time.
Well, Mike, this was a particular Mike, this was a particularly special event. This is a celebration of sorts. Let's go right to the celebration. Tell us about where CG&A came from and the origins and what today was so special. Why today was so special?
Sure. 1983, this group started with a group of 12 independent controls distributors. They got together with one thing in mind, and that is to work together for the benefit of all. And they have done that in spades. 35 years later, the group now has gone from 12 to 46 members, continues to grow, continues to flourish, continues to try to set the bar high. And I think today was just a great example of that as we celebrate 35 years in business and 35 years really a partnership. I think that's really the thing that's interesting. Unique in that it is 35 years of 46 different companies working together nationwide and throughout Canada to do one thing, and that is help each other succeed. I think it's really a unique experience.
Yeah, I think it is too, Mike. And I tell you what, I think that anybody in the control screening community that's in business now knows that we're facing more challenges than we've ever had, all of us. Right, and as one of my teachers said, if you really want to get the right answer, you got to have diversity. You got to have a lot of different thought, and I think you got 40 whatever distributors, the best, the creme de la creme of distributors, and we struggle to find the right answers. But I think what it means to the community, if you're an owner, if you're a consulting engineer, if you're a contractor, and you are dealing with a CG&A distributor, you're not just dealing with that distributor. You're dealing with the whole organization, meaning that we support each other because together, we're better. And you know, we have very, very high standards. And Jim, you know, talk about that. I mean, because the selection process, you know, we just don't let anybody in this group, do we?
No, and I think as many of you know, we are what we call the CG&A elite. This is 46 companies. Our goal has never been to just be as big as we possibly can. Our goal has always been very focused to have the top controls distributor in the US and Canada in this group. And on that, we've been very successful. We have top controls distributors, top control vendors. It truly is an elite organization. And I would say this, that is not just some marketing smoke and mirrors. We decided to call ourselves elite. We heard that over and over again from our manufacturers. Mm-hmm. From those in the industry that manufacture products, they would say that CG&A is the premier distribution channel. And when you start talking about building automation and systems products, that is a significant level of technology, and the CG&A members excel in that. They have the engineering and IT people to make it happen. Mike and I on the management team, we are very proud and pleased to be a part of this organization. It's some very great people. So.
Well, it sure is. And I tell you, description of the MG Inc., you guys actually had documents from 1983 that showed the handwritten documents. It was like a interesting concept because like the CG&A is like a federal, it's North America, so you have a regional influence, but everybody is like, Jim, you mentioned like a farmer. Everybody's an individual businessman, so it's really interesting. It's like the Constitution. We have the states, individual rights, and then we have the federal, there might be a stretch here on the analogy, but when you brought that analogy of the farmer up, you have 46 individuals that are successful in their own parts of the country or North America, because Canada's getting bigger.
I want to say for those that maybe didn't hear that, the reference to the farmer is I was raised on a farm. My grandfather's, father's, all my brother's farmers, which at the end of the day, they are small businessmen. And the one thing you'll find out about farmers is they care. And now 15 years ago, when I came on board with CG&A, I was stunned by the owners of these companies, how passionate, how committed, how serious they are. And I was sort of dumbfounded. I don't know how they would take this, but I said, wow, they're like farmers. And the thought there is they really, really care. They care very much. And that is one of the evident characteristics of every distributor in this group. So that was the farmer reference.
No, and I thought it was very appropriate because what I was trying to get at was 35 years ago, this began out of need, necessity for a national presence so they can go in and leverage a very group of competent distributors. And now it's grown into North America. So the guys from Canada are doing incredibly well and bring a lot to the table. Yeah. But the most important thing I thought was over 35 years anniversary, but there's a big future ahead. In fact, this could be the future of distribution is through an agency like CGNA, where you get like-minded distributors, each individual businessman in their own territories with common interests, and they bring it to a national level where they have national influence.
Yeah. Well, the thing that CGNA does, CGNA is an organization, but it is owned and it is made up and it is successful because of the CGNA distributors. We provide marketing, technology, training, networking, and help all of this happen. And there is, Mike's a numbers guy, and he likes to say 1 + 1 = 3. There's a synergy and an effectiveness and a power when the group comes together that no individual company alone has. So there's something quite strong there.
Yeah, and I think again, what it means for the Control Trends community, again, if you're an end user, a contractor, a municipality, it basically means you're going to get very, very competitive pricing because we combine our purchases together. You're also going to get great expertise. Mm-hmm. And if you have a national account, for example, I think we're one of the few organizations that can give you local support in your area while had on a national presence. So unique stuff there. And I think, you know, guys, I'll tell you right now, I think with all the choices people have now, I think people are being bombarded with new technologies, new choices on it. I say, the role of the independent distributor has never, ever been more important. And I think that part of what makes a Controls Group North America distributor really special is the fact that, again, it's not just an independent distributor. It's an independent distributor backed up by 45 other distributors and a great management team here. So it's a great value there for vendors out there. The vendors that are in Controls Group North America, very high standard there as well. I mean, in other words, if you're buying a product that is sanctioned by Controls Group North America, you know that that vendor's been vetted. They're providing the best pricing, the best service, and everything else through our organization. So, guys, talk a bit about from a vendor perspective. We've got vendors out there that might want to get into a group. And I know we've had several of them that they come into the country or whatever, and they can hit the ground running with Controls Group North America because you get instant access to 46 of the top distributors if you get past these two characters. So talk about some of the requirements for a vendor.
Well, we do expect absolutely the highest standards. There's no question. And when we bring a vendor in, we certainly evaluate them. We have our experts, the distributors that are out in the field. They assess them from one side to the other. But one of the issues that we really look for is somebody who come out and service. We want them to train, we want them to support, we want them to provide warranty, we want to provide guidance, we want them to provide expertise. If they can't provide all of those things, they don't fit in CGNA. We're looking for somebody who will raise the bar, serve the customer, and make our whole organization look better because of the strength and depth of the organization. It's got to be top flight. If somebody comes in and they expect us to hand them sales, that's not going to happen. Just won't happen. They've got to come in and work it. And what we do is we give them an opportunity and a framework and a network that can allow them to bring products to the market in a very efficient way, but they still got to do the work.
You know what? I would add to that Mike's talking about what a manufacturer needs to bring to CGNA. For those who come, I would flip it and say what CGNA provides to manufacturers that are functioning at that level of excellence is we provide marketing and we commit to marketing mind share with the entire organization, and our members commit to being the expert on your products in their local market, and that's what they bring. They are the solutions provider. And they have training rooms and are training every week. You guys, they all want to be the person, the boots on the ground that can get the answers when it's needed. So it is a two-way street. And in fact, CGNA, Controls Group North America, we are a marketing group. And our goal is to grow your business through two-step distribution with these elite distributors. So,
you know, Jim, I compliment you guys. Let's just talk about the format of the show here, the Controls Group North America meeting. In a day and a half, you guys brought a lot to the table because you're very concerned about the future of each member and their success. So tell us about the format that you brought on to life here, where you gave us a lot of good research. You did a lot of research in advance, and then you had a couple great speakers. So tell us about the first speaker, Jim Young.
Well, what we did, we tried to set the table the fact that and to acknowledge that business is changing. Today, in 2018, business flat out is different than it was even just a few years ago. And it is accelerating change at a rate that is stretches us to keep up. And what we did, we brought Jim Young in to talk about really the differences in and the change in the future of the controls industry. It's a different place today than it was 10 years ago, and in 5 years ago, 5 years from now, it's going to be another different place. So what we did, we set up a whole flow. We said business is changing, controls are changing, our distributors are changing, and CGNA is changing. So it is all about the evolution of acknowledging the things in the marketplace are changing, and that we have got to bring our absolute best efforts to not lag behind, but to be leaders. We want to be out in the forefront, and we want to be pushing the envelope as far as best practices, technologies, solution providers. And Erica, as you and I were talking the other day, we need to have our distributors be the trusted advisor for their contractors and their and your clients.
Well said. You know, guys, I tell you what, you know, I think there are some spots for additional distributors and also additional vendors, but, you know, we're kind of like the Marines, right? We're looking for the few and the best, and, you know, we're looking for people that can help us make the marketplace better. You guys do a fantastic job. Can't tell you how much we appreciate you guys. 35 years, well done. Great leadership team. How do people get hold of Controls Group North America?
Well, we have a website, cgnacontrols.com. That's probably the best way to get our contact information. The site provides a little bit about us, who we are, how to find us, and how to work with us. That's probably the best single way to reach out to
right,
us.
Right, and you got your distributor locator on that site. So if you're not sure who your CGNA distributor is, you go to that website.
Absolutely. And you can put in your location, and you'll find the closest CGNA distributor.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. And Jim Heyman, if you're ever in Iowa, go see Jim, because Jim is the man. So,
you know, we had a wonderful conference here in Huntington Beach. The view is great. The hotel's brand new. And we're looking forward next year to having it in Des Moines. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. And Jim may or may not be with us if we wind up having it in Des Moines. Again, guys, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Wrap it up here again with Mike Sackett and Jim Heyman. So remember, you got lots of choices where to buy from. And, you know, you can buy from a distributor or you can buy from a CGNA Elite distributor. The choice is yours. But if you go with CGNA Elite, you won't be disappointed.
That's right.
All right. Well, there you go. Ken Smyers and our man Surfs Up. Kenny and I are going to go do a little surfing. Well, not really, but we're going to pretend like we're surfers anyway, because we got our California dreaming face on. So yeah. We appreciate you guys tuning in this week. We'll be back next week at the full show. Okay. So until then, remember, be bold, stay in control, and raise a little chaos.
Indeed, Eric.
Indeed, Kenny Smyers.